If I could travel back in time, I would like to talk to my younger self and tell me a couple of things. In this episode, I will let you know what I wish I had known earlier about investing. Welcome to Learn to Invest, a podcast by Money Masters with me, your host, Robert. He will learn how to invest like a money ninja. Let's get started. All right, so let's welcome back Scott, our guest here in this podcast, the first episodes at least. And yeah, welcome back, Scott. How's it going?
Hello, Mr. Beck. All is well. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for calling me Mr. Beck. I feel you're respecting me a lot. Very good, Mr. Robertson. All right. Okay, so let's get started. So is there anything, Scott, you wish you could tell to your younger self?
Yeah, I think so, but
I know it's a sudden question, a deep question, but
I mean, I think, yeah, especially when it comes to like investing and that sort of thing, definitely. Because yeah, when you're young, you think you know everything and you don't, kind of like thing, you know, you think you have it all figured out, but then as life happens, you learn from that. So absolutely, I wish I could go back and say, hey, if you would just do a little bit of this, it's going to help you out a little better in the long run, no doubt.
You probably also wish you would have started earlier, I could imagine. Is that true?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, right. Because that's actually the first one I have on my list as well. The earlier you start, the better. Albert Einstein once said that compounding is the eighth wonder of the world. So therefore, of course, the earlier you start with compounding, the more powerful it gets. And therefore, yeah, of course, it's a good idea to start as early as possible. So that's one thing I wish I would have or could be able to tell my younger self. Next one is patience is a superpower. So I think that you really have to be able to think long term, to stick to your strategy, and to be able to sit out big fluctuations. And so therefore, in the stock market and investing in general, if you are able to just sit quietly to do nothing, you have an edge. So that's one thing. Next one is don't try to reinvent the wheel. So I really think that all strategies that have an edge have been found by someone before. So therefore, you must look for what other people are doing and copy shamelessly. Yeah, of course, you can try to find your own spin on it and and maybe also take pieces from different people and then recombine it, but you're not going to find something totally new, I believe. So therefore, really just try to copy and see what other people are doing. Next one, question everything. Yeah, I just said that you have to, you know, look out for, or you have to see what other people are doing and what other people are maybe also telling you, but don't just blindly believe what others are telling you. Think for yourself and check everything yourself. Next one, don't try to be a rocket scientist. And if you are into data analysis, Excel, fundamental analysis, that's all fine and all good. But I strongly believe that more or less nobody, especially private investors, will be able to outperform the market by being smart. Yeah, the competition is extremely tough. There are hedge funds with AI and these kind of things. And to be smarter than the rest is probably, yeah, the likeliness of that being successful is close to zero. Yeah, so you have to find strategies that are working even if you're not a rocket scientist. The stock market is the best asset class. It's the next one. Yeah, well, I talked about that before. The stock market provides the best returns, the best way to diversify. And you can also actually cover other asset classes through the stock market. For example, there's stocks of real estate companies. You can even trade like Bitcoin ETFs on the stock market. So you can have real estate, crypto, so different asset classes. And of course, also things like gold and silver, There are gold, silver mining companies, the ETFs, and these kind of things. So the stock market gives you access to basically all asset classes. You can diversify. It's very practical and safe. It is possible, it's the next point, it is possible to beat the market, and passive investing is risky. Yeah, many people say it is not possible to beat the market, and therefore you should not even try. Passive investing in an index fund is the only rational thing to do. But I've come to understand that it is possible to beat the market. Science supports this. And I believe that passive investing is highly risky. Yeah, you can have huge drawdowns, 50, 60%, and most people are not aware of that. And therefore, I think there are better strategies. Next one, momentum is king. So if you want to beat the market, of course, there are many, ways to skin a cat, but I think momentum gives you the biggest chance. Momentum is the most stable and common market anomaly and will always keep on working in the future as well. So therefore, I focus on momentum strategies. And yeah, would like to tell that my younger self as well to start focusing on momentum as early as possible. Next one, less is more. For almost everybody, strategies where you have to do less are better. Yeah, I'm doing some active trading, but still when doing active trading, I try to apply methods that are not too active. Yeah. And I think the more you do, the more mistakes you can make as well. And therefore, it's better to have strategies where you're not that active. Even if it's not completely passive investing, the other extreme of being overly active is also not a good thing. Last one, enjoy life. Money is important and you should take care of it, but don't forget that there are other things in life that are even more important. So don't forget to enjoy life. All right. So, Scott, how are you planning on enjoying life today?
Oh, I don't know. So my kid's not going to soccer practice today. It's supposed to be, well, we have a solar eclipse tomorrow, but
Oh,
there's
wow.
thunderstorms in the forecast. So yeah, we're getting a total solar eclipse tomorrow, but
Wow.
does it look like we're, if we get lucky, we'll be able to see it. But yeah. So might be playing a little bit of soccer this afternoon, considering my kid missed practice today. So that's probably, it's a little bit hot out today. Weather's nice and it looks kind of cloudy, but should be nice enough for a little bit of soccer.
Very good, very good. All right, that's it for today. Thank you. Again, quick reminder, please check out my ebook, Natural Laws of the Stock Market. Really important information there for you to be successful on the stock market. I will put the link in the description. May the momentum be with you. Until next time, bye bye.